AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the final day of this year's Cheltenham Festival. And the final day is, of course, Gold Cup Day. A great day to look forward to at Cheltenham. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, Mark. Thank you. Looking forward to today.
Good. A good day for you yesterday with Tak and Dasu on the board?
Yeah, it was nice to have a winner, even though I picked the wrong one, the World Hurdle. But those things happen, so hopefully I can make up for it today.
Yeah, how impressed were you with more of that in the end?
Yeah, he was impressive. So, look, he was capable of doing that. He was on an exposed horse. It was after winning 4 out of 4, so it wasn't an easy choice. And I wasn't surprised that it wasn't the biggest shot in the world he won. And he's going to be a nice horse to ride in the future. I suppose that's the positive way of looking at it.
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it. You've got that to look forward to. Plenty to look forward to today, AP. And the Gold Cup is the big race. You're riding in the Gold Cup again. And just what's it like to ride in the Gold Cup at the Cheltenham Festival?
But the Gold Cup is, from a jump racing fan, is the most important race of the whole year. You know, it is the pinnacle race. It's what everyone wants to win. Whether you're an owner, a trainer, a jockey, you want a horse that's capable of running in a Gold Cup. And if you're lucky enough to have won a Gold Cup, which I've been in the past, then there's no better feeling as a jockey. So I'm lucky that I've got a decent ride in it today. I'm very much looking forward to the race.
Yeah, when you cross the line as the winner, like you did a few years ago, AP, in the Gold Cup, is that the best feeling in racing? Is there anything?
Yeah,
like it?
No, that's the best feeling, because it's the most important horse race in jump racing. So if that doesn't excite you, nothing will.
Okay, good stuff. We'll move on to the Gold Cup this year in just a little while, but before we get there, we'll start in the 130, and this is the JCB Triumph Hurdle, which is a grade one over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and it's your first ride of the day, AP. You team up with Aidan O'Brien here to ride Plinth. He has formed to reverse with Guitar Pete and Tiger Roll, has the headgear back on this afternoon, and the idea is that a more galloping track should suit. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I think so. I think the track will suit him better than the inside track, which he ran on Leopardstown. The last day is quite tight. He finished behind Guitar Pete. He's obviously got a bit of ground to make up with him, 5.5 lengths or something like that, and 6 lengths. So he's got a bit to find with him, but I think on this track it could bring out improvement in him, and hopefully he's got a chance in a very open Triumph. Lots of them. You could pick out Calypso, obviously Paul Nicholas is a favourite. He won well at Newbury last time. Before that, he beat Actevel, who won at Kempton last time as well. So the form of his is pretty strong. Pearl Castle was pretty impressive when he won up in Doncaster last twice. And he'll definitely have a chance too. And Tiger Roll is another one of Gordon Elliott's. He finished behind Guitar Pete the last day as well. A little bit of inexperience, only had 2 runs, so he's open to improving as well. Yeah, I think Guitar Pete could be the one to beat, and if he is, but hopefully Plinth won't be too far behind him. So I think Plinth is good each way value.
Okay, Plinth good each way value then in the Triumph Hurdle. Moving on to the second race, which is the 205, and this is the Vincent O'Brien County Hurdle, a grade 3 over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and it's wide open. This 7-1 the field as we record this in the morning, and you take the ride on Manila for you, who is unexposed AP, open to further progress. And is there a slight concern with the ground? Is it going to be too quick this afternoon?
I'd be slightly worried about the ground being too quick for him. His only really disappointing run was on good ground at Ferry House. So that is not ideal. He is unexposed and inexperienced, and sometimes the inexperience can count against them in a race like this, because there's so many runners and they don't get to see an awful lot. But I think he's got a chance. I could easily be in the wrong one again today. I think that Never Enough Time is a good chance. Won well in Leopardstown the last day. A horse that's on the upgrade, has got plenty of experience. And L.A. Van down the bottom of John Joe's ran pretty well at Newbury last time in a big handicap hurdle. He's not without a chance either. Very difficult race to try and fancy anything. I think those horses, I think those three JPs, I think, have all good chances. If I was picking something else that might run well at a big price, maybe something like Mark Carey of Mickey Henderson's, maybe it might run okay. But it's very difficult to pick the winner of this. Cash and Go is another one, actually, Mickey Henderson, I think, could have a chance too.
Okay, wide open then. Plenty in with chances in the 205. On to the 240 next. This is the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle. It's a grade one over 3 miles. And unbeaten Briar Hill heads the betting. He also won the champion bumper on at the Cheltenham Festival last year. You're on board, Captain Cutter AP, who has won all three starts over hurdles this season. What do you make of your chances in the Albert Bartlett?
Yeah, he improved definitely when he won the Challow last time, but he's got to definitely improve again. Briar Hill has been very impressive in all the starts over hurdles. He's been very good. He looks a horse that stays really well. And obviously King's Palace has been impressive in his couple of runs that he's won over hurdles. Won at Cheltenham a couple of times, been pretty good. You know, I think the two at the head of the market are definitely obviously the two that they've all got to beat, and Captain Cutter's open to improvement. But yeah, I think the two at the top of the market probably just favour in Briar Hill.
Okay, Briar Hill, then the one to beat in the Albert Bartlett. The big race of the day is the 320. It's the Cheltenham Gold Cup, a Grade One contest over the extended 3.25 miles. And Bobsworth heads the betting, bidding to follow in the footsteps of Corto Star, Best Mate, Les Cargo, Arkle, Golden Miller, and Easter Hero, and become a multiple Gold Cup winner. You're in action here too, AP. You're in opposition to Bobsworth. You're on Nicky Henderson's other runner, Triolo Delen, who was last seen winning the Hennessy Gold Cup in pretty good style. So a great renewal of the Gold Cup, AP. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, Bobsworth is the one to beat. It's just that it's very hard to win back-to-back Gold Cups, but he's got the best form. He was very impressive last time in Aberystwyth. He's been to Cheltenham 5 times, I think, and won 5 times. So there's no negatives on that front. I think he'd be very hard to beat. Obviously, Savniaco Conte having won King George is the obvious danger to him. Last installment if he runs, but obviously the ground is going to be a negative with him. Horses like the Giant Bolster could run okay at a big price. But I think that I think it's Bobsworth, you know, it's hard to get away from. I think he's the one that's got to beat.
What are your thoughts around Triolo Delen, AP? You got on board him instead of Flexi 3.
I think he's got a chance. I think he's got to improve. He's obviously got to improve. He'll like the ground, but he's got to step up markedly, I think, on his Hennessy performance. But horses can do that. Hopefully he can. But his form is a little bit behind Bob's horse, as what we've seen yet, you know.
Okay. The 4 o'clock is the next race. This is the CGA Fox Hunter Chase. It's over the extended 3.25 miles and wide open, as you'd expect. Oscar Delta, I suppose, could be a nice story in the race, bidding to give compensation for last year's mishap. But a wide open renewal, AP. Who do you like for the Fox Hunters?
Yeah, I think he's got a good chance, Oscar Delta. He was third in the race a couple of years ago, and obviously he ran up the running last year when he was going to win. Obviously, like the track. I think he's got a good chance in a very open race. JP's horse on the fringe was second at Leopardstown last day. Ran pretty well. Solid enough run. And Tammy's Hill is the other one. There's not much between the two of them, so I think on the fringe he'll take a bit of beating, but if you know, I think at the price he's Oscar Delta, I'd be taking a chance on him, I think.
Okay. The penultimate race of this year's Cheltenham Festival is the 440. This is the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Handicap Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles, and we've got 7-1 co-favourites of 3 this morning. Last year's winning combination, Paul Nichols and Harry Derham, have one of those co-favourites in the shape of Cad de Burleigh. Vio Leon Rouge is from the David Pipe team. He's bidding to win the race named after his father. And Full Shift is the other co-favourite. He's done little wrong to date, and Nico de Boinville in the saddle has already had a winner at the festival this year. So those are the three market leaders. Again, it's wide open, AP. Who do you side with in the Martin Pipe Conditional?
Yeah, Full Ship seemed to improve. Last time at Kempton, it was an improvement on his newbie run the time before. Just worry that he lacks a little bit of experience for a race like this. Villon Rouge of Pipes, I think, is definitely a horse that's opened any amount of improvement. I think he's definitely got a big chance, and of the fancied ones at shorter prices, he'd be top of my list. Something at a bigger price, maybe Princely Player, Philip Hobbs, is his horse running well. Got loads of experience. Got a decent enough young lad on him, Fame and Eight. So, and I think at a bigger price, I'd be thinking maybe Princely Player.
Yeah, Prince's player then at bigger odds in the penultimate race. And the final race of the Cheltenham Festival this year is the 5.15. We finish with the Johnny Henderson Grand Annual Chase. And this is a grade three over 2 miles. You won this race last year, AP, on board Alderwood. And you swing the leg over Mr. Mole this year. Can you do it again in the lucky last?
He has a chance, definitely. But he's not the most reliable horse in the world. He could easily win. That's for sure. But he could easily pull up. He's not a reliable horse. Got lots of ability, but got a mind of his own. He's definitely got a chance. I think another one of JP's has got a chance. Ned Buntline down the bottom. I think he's got a chance too. Derry Open Race, thanks for that. Miggy Henderson's has got a chance. And Quetta, I think, has got a little chance. But I hope Mr. Moore is capable of winning. But I say he's not the most reliable horse in the world. And you might be better off looking for something that's a bit more value. Something like maybe thanks for that. Mickey Henderson's or Ann Quetta at a bigger price, maybe one of those. So hopefully Mr. Moore come in.
Okay, hopefully Mr. Moore then in the lucky last. Thank you for speaking to us, AP. It's been a pleasure speaking to you all week, and good luck on the final day of the festival.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.